Senator Elizabeth Warren campaigns in Cincinnati today with Hillary Clinton. It's their first joint appearance on the presidential campaign trail, and it comes amid all the speculation that Clinton is considering the progressive Massachusetts senator as her running mate. But as WBUR's senior political reporter Anthony Brooks tells us, don't count on it.
There are a number of reasons why Clinton should pick Elizabeth Warren, if you ask Andrew Green, the editorial page editor of the Baltimore Sun. Last week, he published an editorial with the title, "The Case for Clinton Warren." Reason number one, Green says Clinton needs to reach progressives and tap into the kind of political passion that fueled Bernie Sanders' campaign.
And Elizabeth Warren certainly could help do that, in that she hits a lot of the same issues that Senator Sanders does in terms of income inequality, that the system is rigged against regular people. And she has the intellectual and policy chops to really make those cases and has been doing so very well for years.
Another important reason to pick Warren, according to Green, she's a good person to have by your side in a fight.
Senator Warren has shown herself to be a really exquisite attack dog against Donald Trump.
Indeed, Warren seems to delight in this role, which is an important one for a running mate to take on. Here she is recently at the New Hampshire State Democratic Convention, where she launched a blistering takedown of Donald Trump.
Every day, it becomes clearer that he is a thin-skinned, racist bully. And every day, it becomes clearer he will never be president of the United States.
Warren frequently engages Trump on Twitter, calling him a bully who spews hate-filled lies. Trump calls her goofy and Pocahontas, a reference to the controversy surrounding her claims of Native American heritage. Here's Trump earlier this month in Richmond, Virginia.
Pocahontas, I'm doing such a disservice to Pocahontas. It's so unfair to Pocahontas. But this Elizabeth Warren, I call her goofy, Elizabeth Warren, she's one of the worst senators in the entire United States Senate, and I hope she's going to be chosen by Hillary. Oh, would that be great? I would love it.
But there are reasons why that might not happen. Though they're campaigning together in Ohio today, Warren and Clinton haven't always been very close. Warren did not endorse Clinton. She remained neutral during the primary fight against Bernie Sanders. And in her 2003 book, Warren said Clinton's cozy connections with Wall Street caused her to flip her position on the overhaul of the country's bankruptcy laws. And if Clinton were to tap Warren, she would risk losing support from Wall Street donors. But Barney Frank, the former Massachusetts congressman and a Clinton supporter, says picking a woman to run with would be a bold step in a political season that demands boldness.
For Hillary Clinton to do something which would be very unconventional, a two-woman ticket, whereas in the past that might have been a problem, I think would benefit her. It would help shadow this inaccurate stereotype that she's too timid.
On the other hand, a ticket of two Northeastern liberals would lack geographic or ethnic balance, an argument that might prompt Clinton to pick someone like HUD Secretary Julian Castro, who has a reputation as a rising Latino political star. But it's important to remember that this doesn't come down only to whether Clinton wants Warren to be her vice president.
It's really about, does Elizabeth Warren want to be vice president? And I think if you're a progressive Democrat, you hope the answer to that is no.
Susan Tracy is a former Democratic state rep and a president of the strategy group in Boston. She says Warren is better off staying put in the Senate.
You know, she's really taken on the torch from Ted Kennedy. She has so much power and so much influence and such an important role to play in progressive politics. And quite honestly, I think that would be lost as a vice president.
But the speculation will continue today as Clinton and Warren campaign together in Cincinnati. And however unlikely a Clinton-Warren ticket is, that speculation helps both of them. It allows Clinton to say to progressives, hey, I'm considering one of your champions as my running mate. And it allows Warren to raise a very high political profile even higher. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.